The scripture lesson today is, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and stars. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Wasn't that neat? I love a fanfare. It reminds me of when a king comes to visit. Well, a king is coming, isn't he? Christmas is coming, and when Jesus, our King, was born, we know Christmas is coming because we see and hear about all the time now, everywhere you go. Every day now, we see it in the newspaper, and we hear it on the radio and television, 24 days to Christmas. Now there's 23. Now it's 16. The signs are all around us. What are some of the other signs that Christmas is coming?
Lights.
Lights, yes.
Christmas tree, cookies.
Cold.
Cold?
Bells.
Bells. Signs of Christmas coming.
And bells.
Yes.
So, I mean, this one, Christmas tree.
Like Christmas trees, yeah.
There could be some in the road, and you could just pick it up and take it home.
Black Friday.
Yes, Black Friday. Yes, that's the sign of Christmas. What else, Lori? Well, some of the other ones that we have is, like you said, all the decorations. Okay. What? You have another one?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
Bell. All right, you have one?
Yeah, I'm waking up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Songs on the radio. Santa in the mall.
Didn't Santa come down to your chimney?
Yeah.
He was in the theater yesterday.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
And he was in the mall.
Okay. And what about Christmas music being played everywhere? Now, on the radio, I've been listening to it for a month and a half. I love Christmas music. How about Christmas cards? We get Christmas cards? Yeah? Okay, just a minute. How about Christmas parties?
Yeah, parties.
And Christmas programs. We have a lot of Christmas programs going on. Yeah. I was at one Thursday. It was the Ross community, and it was just gorgeous. All the music and the singing was so nice. There are plenty of signs that Christmas is coming. But 2,000 years or so ago, there was no ads in the radio or TV saying, coming soon, a Savior will be born near in a stable near you. There were no trumpets playing a fanfare. When Jesus was born, many people were surprised. But as the word of his birth spread, some people remembered that prophet had told them that God was going to send a Savior. They knew that the baby born in a stable was God keeping his promise. Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate the birth of Jesus. As we look forward to Christmas Day, every time we see these signs and hear the ads on TV and the radio, we need to remember that this is the day we need to hear that fanfare in our minds and our hearts, that Jesus, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Prince of Peace, is coming. Now, the children are going to light the Advent candles, so if you want to come up here and stand behind me.